Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Wemoto, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thanks to everybody for joining me on the podcast today. How you doing? Me, I'm good. And of course, I'm glad to be back for another week, another album review. And where are we taking it to this week? Looks like we're going back to Nigeria.
The latest African album review is Album Review.
First thoughts.
Tenny, aka Tenny Makanaki, aka Teniola Apata, is a 26-year-old award-winning Nigerian singer-songwriter. She made a name for herself as one of the best songwriters in the Nigerian music industry, working with the who's who of the industry before breaking out on her own with two singles in particular, Askamaya and Case, both released in 2018. Today I'll be reviewing the EP Billionaire by Tenny. The EP was released 11 October 2019, so just last week. 6 songs, 19 minutes, 15 seconds of runtime, multiple producer placements, and no features. The cover of the Billionaire EP sees Tenny sitting on a large gold-plated chair with her trademark shades, with that tomboy look she's made her own, wearing silk, satin, bright clothing. Everything about it says comfortable money and probably an embodiment of what billionaires are, so it makes sense to have that as the cover.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Getting into that music, No, which is the first track, sees Tenny flex her vocal capabilities beautifully. She exhibits tremendous control in the wavy tune that adopts a mid-tempo pace. This is the kind of music that will get even the older citizens off their chairs to step from side to side. The song borrows some elements from traditional Nigerian music with a classy modern interpretation. The instrumentation is beyond stellar, with a distinct clarity that any artist would be super proud of. That is Tenny for you. The title track itself is highly melodious, with a very happy mood to it. The guitar riff here is stuff made of legends, and I think Tenny performed her socks off, showing us exactly why she deserves to be where she is right now in the industry as one of the best in Africa. Not only Nigeria, but Africa.
More episodes of this podcast are available on various podcast platforms and on africanmusicindustry.com.
Visit redsau.com to buy gorgeous African and para and kente accessories. redsau.com.
There was a raw innocence with a quiet maturity about the song, and I quite liked that. All the while, it's a song about hopes and dreams, where Tenny says her ultimate dream is to become a billionaire that can go to Santorini anytime, that can buy Bentleys and whatever. Don't we all? Yeah, I want that kind of money too. complaint is totally unexpected for me. I mean, I know Tenny is talented, and I've listened to a number of tunes from her catalog, but nothing quite like Complaint. She took it to the next level with a hip-hop influenced number that could compete with the top artists of the genre. Now, that's saying a lot. The last time I saw anything like this was when Takura from Zimbabwe came out with Zinuidim. Before that, he was like an Afro-pop artist, sort of like Afro-fusion. And then he just came up with this trap song out of nowhere. And ever since then, he's basically the head boy of the genre. Like, yeah, that's the kind of level I'm talking about when somebody moves from one genre to another and just kills it. Tenny totally did it on Complaint. On this song, she does an R&B sing rap that sounds like she's been doing it for ages, so she doesn't sound out of place. You get Tenny dropping the odd American accent. Yeah, and I think she used to live in the States anyway, so she's got it down pat. And a bougie English accent ad-lib that leaves you with that, whoa, you know, that kind of feeling. Like, okay, she can do it. That's basically it. I absolutely loved this song. You get classic Tenny on the song Shayo, which is a danceable number with lyrical masterclass. And other songs on this EP are Superwoman and Online to complete the 6-track EP. Superwoman is lyrically reminiscent of her hit song Case and is definitely a potential hit for the coming months, so watch out for that one.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Tenny maintains a fairly comedic persona in her music without even trying. She's naturally funny, but what she does here is she captures the core of the Nigerian self-confidence, that hustler of the Nigerian, in the purest way. This makes her Pidgin English lyrics very funny as she attempts to deliver a message. There's everything Nollywood about her music, and she's one of those artists that really tries to act out the lyrics as well, so it comes out in the music. Just listen and you'll understand. For me, there are 3 points of mastery in Tenny's music. Exceptional songwriting, a distinct voice with that near raspiness, and catchy choruses. If we include her delivery, this sets Tenny apart so much that you can hear her on a track before looking at who's performing it and instantly knowing who it is. That level of music genius is left to the upper echelon of the industry of which Tenny belongs. The backing vocal and ad-lib work on Billionaire is easily a highlight of the project here. It was stunning together with the mixing and mastering. I cannot praise it enough, from track 1 right through to track 6. It was so good that I occasionally had goosebumps. This is a project I would put forward as a mixing and mastering case study for the Afrobeats genre as a standard we have to attain throughout. Like, yeah. That's the bar. Just like Tenny got bars. I'd say Billionaire is a very 2019 and modern EP in its approach to the Afrobeats take. There's very little to fault in the project, and all the songs fit well, while elevating Tenny's star and nurturing the talent we all knew she was before this EP dropped.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Which songs did I love on Billionaire by Tenny? Tenny Makanaki. All of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All of them. This is the kind of EP that will leave you wanting more. In fact, when are we getting a full album, Tenny? Yeah, the EP was really good. Loved all the tracks. And at this rate, I hope we get an album soon from Tenny, because the music is fire and she's really riding the wave. Strike the iron while it's still hot. Billionaire will maintain Tenny's fantastic reputation and see her secure another successful 2020. She's done very well to get rid of the tag as Niniola's younger sister and just build a name for herself, which is fantastic. Of course, the family ties always help, but I think any artist will tell you that what they really want is to build their name without riding or piggybacking off someone else's talent. To be fair, this album is fantastic. I love it, and I want more from Tenny. We stan, Tenny. We stan. Thank you. And that's it from me. My name is MJ Wamoto, and this was the African Album Review Podcast. Son of Zimbabwe, signing out. Peace. Ndende.
Find us on AfricanPodcasts.com.